argument, then we'll go in, we'll now see what his argument is, but it's a typical situation where if for one reason or another a rav needs to give a heter, but on the other hand is incapable of attacking the problem head on, by simply tackling it head on, by dealing with the issue from the most straightforward position, he is able to find a more roundabout reason for allowing a shaving during Cholamot. So let's listen to his highly problematic and roundabout reason. He has a more hidden reason, which we will discuss in a moment, or in 10 minutes. But Omer Ani, let's read again. Im mishum zelo yer v'giluach yesh bo yisur gam mishum ulacha. The act of getting a haircut, or giving someone a haircut, or shaving somebody, is prohibited even because it's a mulacha. Ach belitam shelo yichanesh v'milubach. Even without this extra reason that a person should not be allowed to should be sure to get his hair cut beforehand. Ella shadava zera ui haya la hatiyo mishum kavod harega. Since we have a general rule that any work which is done for the purpose of a holiday is permissible on Chol HaMoed, even though giluach itself is mulacha, it should have been allowed during Chol HaMoed. Vi asruhu mishum shelo yikaneh shelo mulva. In other words, shaving, since it was to make you feel better or look nicer during Yom Tov, should have been allowed during Chol HaMoed, even though it's a mulacha. Therefore, nevertheless, they prohibit it for this other reason. Okay? Vehine, skipping to the next paragraph, kishasruhu mishum shelo yikaneh lo rega. When they prohibit it for this reason, mimela nishar bo gam ken isur mulacha, v'haya ra'ui al pi din liyot mutar. Even though there's a general, as we mentioned, one of the five general clauses to allow work on Chol HaMoed is l'tzorach harega, and this should have been allowed, it would have been disallowed because of this reason. In gileach era harega, shuv shiru chachamim she'ein bo nichutz kol kach lahatir isur mulacha bo moed, since if he actually did get his hair cut and his shave before Yom Tov, then it's no longer all that necessary to get a haircut on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed itself, because people don't get a haircut every day. She'en kol kach tzarech ha-moed. V'afto lo shayach shelo yikanes shehum nivah mikom kom asur mishum hum lacha. Therefore, it's prohibited because if he already got a haircut, if he didn't get a haircut before Chol HaMoed, he's penalized for that. And if he did get a haircut before Chol HaMoed, he doesn't really need to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and therefore it should be prohibited. Okay? Kain mimachuk shachasu. Im lo gileach erav haregel, v'oz ein ra'ui la'asor mishum l'acha, v'haroi ra'ui la'atir mishum l'tzor Chol HaMoed, sheyesh bo tzor gadol, ela she'oz asur mishum shelo yikaneh shum nivah. V'im gileach erav haregel, if he did get a haircut before Yom Tov, v'oz leker gzeira shelo yikaneh, he's not going to be penalized. He's caught either way. And therefore, it's not listed as an exception in the Mishnah. If it's only prohibited because it's a mulacha, then we have another extenuating general head there. Namely, a poor man can actually give you the shave. Poor barber. V'im ha'isur mitzad shelo yikaneh shehu menuval lo mahani al yidei po'el. On the other hand, if the entire reason is because the guarantee that you get a haircut before Yom Tov, then you can't get a shave even from a poor barber. Uba mishna luka hashir rak masha mutar lachalutin al yidei kol po'el. Masha'en kein zeh mutar rak al yidei ani. Uvezeh atyan shapir devrei rabbeinu tam, ulai gam sha'af hoskim yodu lahatir al yidei po'el ani. V'af shegam ha-mitkaleach masayeya, uhu eino ani. Even the person who's getting the shave helps out by putting the space one side or the other. to get the depilatory applied. Nevertheless, okay, so that's his head. He's saying, yes.
If this lacks evidence, right? Because there's something slightly illogical about it in both cases.
Well, he is trying to find a heter here which would not blatantly go against all of the previous
posts.
So what he's saying is this. Okay, I understand these rich people in my community who are dealing with the stock exchange and so on and have to go into their business cannot make their appearance unshaven, especially since they're used to shaving all the time and having an absolutely clean face, not like having just stubble which is left over after you cut it with the scissors. These people have to do it. And he is now trying to find a way which will not make him rely on Rabbeinu Tam as opposed to the other authority. So he's saying that perhaps there is no dispute between Rabbeinu Tam and the other authorities. Rabbeinu Tam is simply issuing, the reason why they object is because that if the man got a shayiv before Yanta, he really doesn't need one during Yanta. Okay, but that prohibition is only a prohibition of doing work. And since a poor barber who has to make a living is allowed to work even on Yanta, these rich people who have to go into the stock exchange can go to the local barbers and get the depilatory applied to their face and be shaved. That's his son. Now, as I said, it's not as clear-cut or as easy as Rav Moshe's psak, but this is a famous tshuva of another view. And it caused a firestorm of objection. A veritable firestorm of objection. And we'll see his response to some of these objections. And then we will also see why he, okay, how he himself, All right.
Seems like he shifts subject matter. He starts off where we're talking about the person who's doing the shaving, and then he says, "Okay, wait, but so he can't really shave, but a poor
barber
could do it." But he has like riding up an elevator with somebody else pressing the button. Right?
No, he's saying on Chol HaMoed the barber is allowed to perform work. I'm not holding any brief for his argument. Let's at least understand what his argument is. He has to find. First of all, he feels obligated, for reasons which will become apparent, to allow people to shave or not. He doesn't attack the problem straight on. What he tries to do is to say that there are two ingredients to the prohibition of shaving during Chol HaMoed. If the only ingredient was one of bracha, then you can go to a poor barber, because the barber is allowed to shave you in order to make a living. You're a rich man, the barber is allowed, you're allowed to go to a poor barber and have him shave you in order for the barber to make a living.
Right.
If the reason is because you're supposed to be sure to be shaved before Yom Tov. You did shave before Yom Tov. And the reason why the Mishnah didn't list this exception of having been shaved before Yom Tov as a legitimate exception is because they didn't necessarily want to give a general rule which would apply if there's no poor barber around. But in a large city like Prague, where there's lots of barbers around, that they all have this pace, all of this cream, the depilatory cream, then you're allowed to use. And that's his head. Okay. Now let's see what he writes about it by turning to, for example, my page 9. He is now, as I said, he was subject to a barrage of criticism, including some objections from other rabbis. For example, in page 9, he's responding to Rabbi Lemuel Segel, who was the rabbi of Eisenstadt at that period. הנה לשונו של מעלתו הוא בזה הלשון, ובעיקר עניין זה תנועניו על השליט הגדול הזה. This is now the language of the Rabbi of Eisenstadt. I'm shocked on such a great man, מידך כל לקנוס בפורצת חוקה לקיים דברי יחיד במקום שכל הפוסקים הראשונים והאחרונים, אחד מהם לא נדע ללכות פסק זה. The overwhelming majority, all others, have rejected Rabbeinu Tam's position. The general public will be a danger if we will see that people decide against the Shulchan Aruch. וכל האחרונים ועל כל פנים לא היה לפרסם היתר זה בספר. Even if you had such a heter, you certainly shouldn't have published it in your book. Okay?
Because people may say it's just a general.
הנה עיקר התמיה אין לשחר. Your objection, he writes to one of you, that has no basis. ולמה לא אצדיק הצדיק מעיקר הוא רבינו תם, במקום שאני רואה דבריו נכונים, וכי מעשור פנים יש בדבר, אפילו אם היה באיסור תורה האמת אלא עצמו, וקל וחומר באיסור דרבנן, אבל באמת טעות הוא בידו במעלתו, ואני לדעתי לא התארתי מה שעשו הראשונים והאחרונים, ואך מצאתי חילוק בדבר לפרש דברי נורינו תם במקום שספו תמו כל התמיות שתמאת עליו. I found a way of explaining רבינו תם's position which would remove all of the objections to it. Okay, let's skip to the end of this, where it now begins to get into it. Buzman Rav, I for a long time hayiti poseach al shtei haseifim im lefarsem dvarim elu b'seifa olot. I for a long time had qualms about whether this particular I should publish this particular tshuva or not. Ba'agid le'gufa de'ufa, and I'll tell you what the story was here. Zeh shanim rabot, kemo yudbeis or tekvat shanim, some 12 or 15 years ago, nish'alti din zeh halacha lema'aseh le'echad sh'aya nachutz lo ha'giluach b'chol ha'moed, by someone who actually desperately needed to shave during b'chol ha'moed. U'virarti oz din zeh, v'rashamti la'atzmi, I clarified this matter in my own mind and I made my own personal notes on this issue. But the person that asked me the question, I did not give the reason. I gave my decision to him in the format of a one-time release, as if it was a unique event from which one couldn't draw a general conclusion. ואמרתי לו, מה שהתארתי לך, היה לי טעם שהוא שייך רק בפעם ההיא, ולא לעתיד. והעלמתי היתר ממנו. I told this person that the permission that I'm giving you in this case to shave during Chol HaMoed applies for the, because of the specific circumstances of your case and shouldn't be generalized. ואמנון, תמי היה ולא בשביל חשש של מעלתו. My reason was not because of what you thought. שיקילו גם בעניינים אחרים. That was not the reason why I insisted that this was an isolated affair. אבל היה טעמי הועיל במקומות אחרים נכשלים בהשחזת זקן בתער, because in other places, not in my city, Prague, that's the show, but in other cities, people would actually shave with a razor, שהוא חמישה לבים, ולמה אפתח להם שערי היתר בכל המועד? Why should I allow them to shave with a razor on Kol HaMoed? ומי ייתן למצוא מקום להחמיר בכמה זמן? Maybe I could perhaps what there would be some way of preventing them from using the races another time, at least for, you know, 7 or 8 days of the year, how many days of Chol HaMoed there were, I would at least prevent these people from shaving with a razor. Since the people who shaved with a razor still would not, in fact, dare to shave with a razor during Chol HaMoed, because it would become apparent that they were doing something wrong. You know, how do you know whether you're using a powder or a razor if you're doing it at home, for example? Alright. Okmo shana kodem she'etchalti lahadfis sifri. About a year before I decided, I began to in the publication of my book, התחלתי לסדר לחפש במתחות הכתבים שלי את כל התשובות. I looked in my files for all of my תשובות. גמרתי בלבי להעלים תשובה זו. I decided to suppress this particular תשובה. ושלא להתפיסה מטעם הנה. And not to publish this תשובה for that reason. אבל כאשר עיינתי בזה, when I looked into it further, ראיתי בלבי אדרה. I thought just the opposite. Since the generation actually are guilty of this transgression of shaving with a razor, it is better to publish this heter rather than suppress it. And this reason is hidden in my heart, and even if you demand to know what my hidden reasons are, I'm not going to tell. Okay? What?
No, he didn't tell. Would you say shogeg is better than mazid?
No.
How's that expression go?
That's not what he's saying here. He's saying that originally he thought that if I prohibit people, there are many Jews today who are actually shaving with a razor. And that's an Isur Yoras. Five of them, in fact, because of the five corners of your beard. And if I allow these people who shave with a razor, don't shave with a razor during Chol HaMoed, at least, because they're ashamed to appear in shul in a clean-shaven way. And therefore, he said, originally, I decided that not to publish this tshuva, because by the publication of this tshuva, I will indeed increase the number of those people who do shave the whole year around with a razor, will now not only shave the rest of the year, but will shave these extra days of Chol HaMoed, and therefore, at least by not publishing my tshuva, I will have prevented. That was my reason for deciding not to publish. And then he said, I thought about it some more, and I decided that to the contrary, it's better to allow it, because the effect that it's going to have on these violators of the prohibition against shaving will be beneficial rather than harmful, but this is a hidden reason that I have, and I'm not going to tell you. He insists on it. Okay?
You have your own thoughts?
I don't have to have my own thoughts. Okay. If you notice in the note here, near Ba'inai Marana Hatam Soter B'tshuva Chedek Alach Sinim Kutman Dalet Gila Sodo Shor Rabbein Tzah. I'm going to reproduce the tshuva of Hatam Soter for you.
Can we guess?
Go ahead, Ken.
It's not a lot. The
Hatam Sofer, okay, let's see if I can find it quickly, says,
I guess, maybe what Aristotle is important to show that a reasonable person like himself would prepare to allow shaving on Chol HaMoed is still mustard on Gerula, and then on Tar.
On page 26.
I realize that.
The first 26.
I'm sorry, the first 26. I didn't realize that. I usually miscounted. The first 26. Okay.
Oh, yeah. 26.
Thanks.
6a.
Va'ani, in the second paragraph, the second line of the second paragraph, Va'ani holech rachil u'magaleh sof. I will now tell you what his secret. Ki be'avonoteinu harabim, rabu ha'mashkitim ra'am b'tah. Ve'im yigdal skanam b'chol ha'moed, yireh kedeh yihyeh kedeh lakuf rosh le'ikar. ושוב אחר יום טוב ישיתו בשר ועוברים על כמה לבים דרייתם. על כל כך טוב להתיר ייסוד רבנן בכל המועד שלא יצמחו עשרות כל כך. ולהביא אותני עזיל שלא מצא תשובה מספקת לשואל את זה כזה. So the Chatam Sofer discloses what was undoubtedly correct, what the hidden reason of the Northern Yehuda was. The hidden reason of the Northern Yehuda was that since the halacha is that if a hair has not grown enough to be able to prevent over, it doesn't have the shigur of a, then there's no isur d'oraita of shaving it. He's saying that if the person doesn't shave for 2 days, his stubble will not have grown that much, and therefore if he shaves the first day of Chol HaMoed, although he will have violated the isur d'rabanan, maybe two of them, maybe the isur d'rabanan of shaving on Chol HaMoed and the isur d'rabanan of shaving with a razor, even though the katsi shiur, even though the hair has not grown that much, nevertheless he will be saved from the isur d'oraita of shaving actual beard, because his beard hasn't grown that much.
So it has to grow over a certain...
It has to grow to the extent that you can bend it over.
Really?
Right. According to the asur d'oraita, don't go away from here saying that you're allowed to shave with a razor if you do it twice, if you shave twice a day. This is the false implication. But the note of Yehuda being aware that in cities other than Prague, people would actually shave with a razor, and since if you prohibited them from shaving during Chol HaMoed, when they would start shaving again after Yom Tov, they were violating the Isur d'oraita, it's better to have them shave during Chol HaMoed.
How many days broke is like Isur d'oraita? How many days broke
makes me think? Not so that the hair can be bent over.
It's more than 2 days, though.
So there's a problem, right? Let's say you get some for Yom Tov, you don't get 8 days.
Yeah, after 8 days,
you definitely
with long nails,
or
would you?
So,
is that someone figured this out, or he heard this? He figured this out.
I'm sure he figured it out. It's not that hard to figure out once you start to think about it. But the Note of Yehuda was very careful not to say this openly.
Because people would make exactly the same. Most people would say the razor as long as you shave a lot.
Right. You would therefore exactly. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, therefore,
okay.
Mostly lawyers. They're
much more under the right publicans.
Okay. Let me be. I'm running out of time.
$300 an hour.
I'm running out of time here. So let me quickly say that. This, as I say, this is the position of the Chatam Sofer, who obviously rejected the Note of Yehuda. During his time, the people, the great rabbis who immediately followed the Note of Yehuda also rejected his position. For example, the tshuva of the Chidah, I brought two of them, but in Yosef Ometz on page 22, he definitely attacks the Note of Yehuda explicitly on this. But still, there was a situation in which the Note of Yehuda was such a great
Rav. Since the Chatam Sofer didn't feel the same reluctance then as the Note of Yehuda to reveal the explanation, the Chatam Sofer was not afraid of people saying, okay, and the Chatam Sofer says, reminds everybody that you shave every day.
No, he's saying that you should not allow. Remember, the Chatam Sofer did not allow shaving during the Chol HaMoed.
No, but he's not afraid of pointing out the reason.
No, because he was rejecting the psak of the Note of Yehuda. He's saying that, and in fact, the overwhelming majority of all the Rabbanim at the time rejected the psak of the Note of Yehuda.
So he's not concerned, the Chatam Sofer, that's not concerned that somebody will read the Chatam Sofer and say, I can avoid the Isur d'oraita, I can do the Torah with the Isur d'oraita.
who wasn't so concerned with that as he was concerned with removing the heter shaving the Olamot. And as I said, this had already been a flag issue for 100 years or more in Italy. What's interesting is, as Dr. Samet points out, those who objected to the Nur of Yehuda still did not attack him personally. In other words, he was regarded as a sufficiently great rabbi that even if he happened to have made a mistake on this one particular issue or made a minority opinion on this one issue, it still didn't challenge his authority as a rabbi. He wasn't regarded as a reformed rabbi because he happened to make this one sock lukula. And there are several other very famous decisions lukula, which rabbis in the next generation, even if all they did was cite the Nur of Yehuda's kula, automatically got themselves disqualified. For example, the Nur of Yehuda allowed scourging, and this was offensive to all of the rabbis of the next generation, and similarly other sites. In the middle of the 19th century, if you go back to if you go through the Napoleonic period, there were some rabbis who wanted to allow a shaving during Chol Hamoed, more or less for fairly straightforward reasons, and then retracted. And then later in that century, in the second third of the 19th century, those Italian rabbis who actually, again, followed the psak of the Nur of Yehuda to allow for shaving during Chol Hamoed had their credentials question. I mean, this guy can't be a real Orthodox rabbi if he's allowing a shaving during Chol Hamoed, right? And that was in part due to the fact that one of the leading maskilim of that period in Italy, I'll read you a brief biography of Isaac Samuel Reggio, Austro-Italian scholar and rabbi, born in Goritz in 1784, died there in 1855. Besides Italian, his mother tongue, Reggio knew French, German, and Latin, and he studied several Semitic languages in addition to Hebrew. He possessed a phenomenally clear, if not profound, intellect, and as mathematics author, the widest field for his internal talent, without his perfect study. He published some paper in the Neue Zeitung, which was praised by Koshida, a well-known French mathematician. A year later, etc. He founds the rabbinic seminary in Padua. Following the example of Mendelssohn, Reggio endeavored to extend the knowledge of Hebrew amongst the Jewish masses by translating the Bible into Italian and writing commentary thereof. He was a voluminous writer. He published Ma'amar Torah and Hashemayim on the Divine Authority of Jewish Law, an introduction to his Italian translation of Sefer Tehillim, etc. But he wrote, and I'm just trying to see where this
clean shaven.
All the Italian rabbis were clean shaven, not just him. But he wrote a book on
this we're after, but they try and appear just
Ma'amar HaTiglachat,
Ma'amar
HaTiglachat, 1935, a decision permitting the shaving of the beard on the Chol Hamoed. This work called forth two protests, one by Jacob Eskil Halevi entitled Tiskor Lulianet in Berlin 1839, and one by Reggio's father entitled Tiglachat HaMahamar, etc. So he was attacked, but since he was a well-known leftist figure in the Jewish community, actually established the rabbinical seminary, for example, in Italy, anyone who sided with him was sort of also regarded to a certain degree as a suspect. And if you go later in that century, for example, Shamshon Rafael Hirsch also violently opposed the idea of shaving during Chol Hamoed, something that you see to this day in the royal community, right? And as I say, my time is running out, so I can't give you
the rest of the story. As I said, it's interesting to see that Rav Moshe is able to cut through all of this and give a straightforward heter, even though there was this two or three centuries of this thing being a flag issue.
Is this brewing again, this controversy?
I hope not.
Why is it now that it seems to be more religious? If you all year you shave and then you let it grow like you're a mourner.
Yes, I mean that's what Moshe's objection is. It makes no sense.
So here it's a hag and the
right.
The appearance
right. At any event, here's a situation in which a flag issue has disappeared, at least from this Ramesh's sighting, even though it might very well be something that retains its identity as a flag issue. I wonder, I mean, there's certain things in Ramesh which I think are coming up as flag issues. I think, for example, here's a shuva of Ramesh, I don't know which.
They might try to say Rav Moshe is therefore not a real Orthodox Jew, or
has anyone tried to say that Rav Moshe is not a real Orthodox Jew?
Yeah,
I think that in the yeshiva world today, for example, you will find a large group who maintain that they later chivas of Rav Moshe. The first two or three volumes of Rav Moshe were really Rav Moshe's writing. But the last five or six volumes, he was under a very negative left-wing influence of Rabbi Tendler, and therefore should not be acceptable in the Jewish community.
The hero class. The hero class.
Right. The hero class. Here. Sha'alta. If you're in Sarek Machitza, here's another chiva of Rav Moshe. Nothing to do with this, but something which has again become a flag issue, as you can tell by reading the.
This is from his earlier years or from the late.
This is volume 5.
Diderot.
Sha'alta in Sarek Machitza lachasel psarak mevdei isha achat or shtayim. שינאי ביקוס משה קלקלה פרחיים סמנתת בסופו הבאתי ראיה מקידושין וכי אישה בעזרה מניין שאין חיות בחיצה להסיק לפי כמה נשים בלבד. If there are only a few women appearing in shul, you don't need a מחיצה. But צריך לבאר עד כמה נשים אין צריך מחיצה. כגון בבית העבר או בבית המדרש שמתפללים שם בימי חול ובמנחה בשבת שאין שם מחיצה. Go to the base medrash, but normally there is no machitza. The ha'im mutar lahaniach shekama nashim yikansu yeshvu b'sof ached. Is it all right if you have something like in the base medrash, the shul, where there normally isn't any machitza? Is it all right for a small number of women to come in and sit? והנה בכל הדורות, writes, נהגו שלפענים הייתה נכנסת אישה ענייה לבית המדרש לקבל צדקה. Throughout the generations, a poor woman would come into shul to get צדקה. או אבלה לומר קדיש. Or a mourner to say קדיש.
A female mourner.
Right, that's the issue.
A female
mourner, he says, it was typically all the time that a female mourner would come into shul and say kash. Now,
I'm going to drive her out.
No, right. Right. So,
very practical. I've seen my college.
Svaka, but I'm pointing out to you that although this was now, again, a flag issue as to whether a woman should be allowed to say kash. In shul or not, on this whole issue of women's rights and the activity against women's rights, or the
he didn't say that she should be allowed or disallowed to say kaddish. She's coming in to say kaddish.
Right, implying that she says kaddish.
It's
not even a problem.
He didn't give her a mature. He didn't give her a permission.
He said that in all the times women happened. Used to come in, so it was a normal course of events that women come into shul to say kaddish.
Yeah, but I remember that, but I don't remember anybody gave him permission. They just come in, they sat there. They never shushed him. I mean, I don't remember whether she asked the rabbi, can I say kaddish?
He's obviously giving his imprimatur to their saying kaddish, otherwise he wouldn't. Right. So, whether...
What year was that, you think?
That's how far. This is volume 5.
September's important.
Yeah, right.
What year are we talking about?
It doesn't have a date, but it's in the 70s.
Yeah,
But he decides, Shalodina Esher La'aniach Lisha Achat Likhanes Leveis HaMedrash Nehadim Shulchanach. If there's only one woman, certainly it would be permissible, and even up to two or not more. But in any event, the point that I'm trying to make is that he takes for granted, if you want, you can have this. There are several of his groupies.
I'm not going to show it around. Yeah. No, but I mean, if the group of women said they want to come on Shabbos and stay behind the mechitza and say Kaddish, I don't know if that gives them permission.
Sure. He says it's for granted. And the women come is not even
actually,
an issue.
Actually, I remember last year at Harvard Hill, a number of times when they would dub in not in a regular place, but downstairs. Sometimes there were no women there, but some man insisted they had to get him a pizza anyway.
So I'm just pointing out that, when this issue arose maybe 20 years ago, and I simply, at the Harvard Hillel, I believe, I was asked, and I said, fine, a woman can say kaddish, no problem. But nowadays this has become, again, some things that weren't flag issues have become flag issues.
Yeah, well, that's true. If a woman's trying to say kaddish, they have some man saying kaddish also, so does that avoid the problem? Say women
should just. I'm just giving you the trip of a bunch of make of it what you like. This is not a
okay.
Bob's opera. Right.
What's that?
Okay, I think this is it for the year. Next 2 weeks I Yom Tov, and after Yom Tov I'm going to be traveling. So,
pretty much.